Alrighty guys, welcome back to the Carter Farr Show. I hope you guys are all having a fantastic day today. Now in today's video, in today's podcast, whatever you guys are listening or watching me on, we are going to be talking about Warren Buffett, the man, the myth, the legend, one of the greatest investors of all time. We're going to be looking at some of the stocks that he has and currently owns in 2024 and seeing if, you know, I have them, kind of just chatting about them, guys. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Any questions, ask in the comments. And if you guys are new to the pod, you know, subscribe, like, follow, wherever you're listening to us. We appreciate every single one of you. Whether you're driving to your job, understand that there is, you know, a way to make money in the stock market. But yeah, guys, so let's kind of dive into this. If you guys are watching lot or watching on YouTube, ignore this. I was playing a little Xbox a little bit ago, which isn't usual for me. Normally I have that on, just rolling videos and stuff. But yeah, so all right, let's talk about, we'll go alphabetical order here. I found this article actually on CNBC, kind of just talking about some of the stocks that he owns, just because he owns Berkshire Hathaway, which is a publicly traded company. So by law, by the SEC, they have to make their securities public. So that's why and how we know all these stocks here that he owns. So, all right. So starting off with stock number one is Ally Financial. He owns, dude, these shares, the amount of shares he has is just like blowing my mind. 29 million shares with an average market price right now of about $35 and 76 cents, which is actually a pretty good stock here. You know, Ally's stock here, let's actually go ahead and pull it up here. Ally's stock, so he bought it for $35.76. You know what's crazy is that's the price of it right now, which is insane. You know, one of the things that I would love to just look at is see how much his portfolio moves in a single day, because I bet it is astonishing how much money. The cool thing though about Ally stock or Ally Financial is they pay almost, you know, 3.3% dividends. So he's making a ton off dividend alone, which is really nice. But all right, stock number two is Amazon, AMZN. You know, Amazon's a goat. I have shares of Amazon. He is he's doing pretty good on Amazon. But yeah, Amazon. Yeah, we'll see what happens with this one. He owns 10 million shares. Then he owns American Express, which is a goat. He owns 151 million shares with a 21% stake in the company. That valuation, that purchase price that he paid, or not that he paid, the value of it, I should say, wait, right now, because the share price right now is $205, and that comes out to about I'm counting the numbers here, because it's a lot. It's $31 billion, which is incredible. Then he has ticker symbol AON. I've never heard of AON. Let's pull it up here. AON stock. This one here is a British company. It's a British management consulting firm, which is pretty neat. Small dividend. You know, the thing is, right, he has so many shares, and that a dividend of not even 1%, 0.83% is going to be coming out to so much money. This one here, he doesn't own too many shares, only astonishing 4 million, lowest we've seen so far. But the one of the largest stakes that he has out of any stock here, guys, any stock, is going to be Apple. His percentage to his portfolio is at about 46.3%. His stake is 5.9%. He owns almost 915 million shares, which is a lot of shares. That valuation is $171 billion, I believe. Yes. Because that's 1,000 million billion. That is so much money. Obviously, Apple is a goat. They pay dividends. They've historically beaten the S&P. So, you know, he bought this back in the day here, which is awesome. You know, and I think Apple always constantly changes, constantly evolves, increasing that revenue, increasing the net profit margin. They get into everything, which I think is really cool. You know, when you think of Apple, most people think of the iPhone, but you got to realize Apple just released their new, I don't even know what that's called, their new VR system to compete with Meta. They also are highly invested into software technology, artificial intelligence. They pay dividends. They are great pick. You know, I own shares of Apple, and I wish I had as much as Warren Buffett does. Let's just say that. He has Bank of America, which is a nice play here. This is actually one of the larger stakes that he has, 9.2%. And the holdings, the holding worth, the account value, I should say, is $34 billion. So that's an astonishing amount of money. You know, as we go through, we can just kind of go through about the popular ones. He owns some Capital One. He owns, the number of shares is crazy for these. Even Bank of America, he owns 1 billion shares of Bank of America. Jeez, that is insane. Then he, like I said, some Capital One. He owns some Chevron. That's coming out to $16 billion. Then some Citigroup, ticker symbol C. And that's not even 1% of his portfolio, but it is still an astonishing valuation or number of shares here at about 55 million shares. That total value is about $3 billion. Coca-Cola, he's owned Coca-Cola forever. Not ever, but a long, long time. And the thing about Coca-Cola and a lot of these other, companies that he buys is they do something called a stock split, which is crazy. So imagine this. Imagine Coca-Cola was once, let's just say, $50 a share. Coca-Cola can split that stock and make it $25 a share, but they give you, another share. It's called a stock split. This is why Warren Buffett's made so much money and has so many shares of Coke, is because of that. He has about 400 million shares, and that comes out to about $24 billion, which might not seem like much, right? Might not seem like much. But I want to tell you guys something, because it's incredible. That comes out, has a dividend yield of 3%. So Warren Buffett's dividend is an astonishing $700 million, which is, share the wealth. But for real, it's absolutely great, you know. He has some Kroger, some Kraft Heinz, I know he owned for a long time. He owns a variety of actually different, like Sirius XM, looks like the radio, some Formula One series, Liberty Formula One. He owns MasterCard, I'm not surprised. He owns MasterCard and Visa, which is really cool. One of the companies that I thought was interesting that he owns is Snowflake. Now, Snowflake is a technology and artificial intelligence company. So he bought this, I believe, right after its IPO. He didn't buy much of it, you know, but the thing about him is he's always said, like, you could just be right one time with a stock and make enough money for your lifetime. So, you know, he only bought about 6 million shares. Yeah, 6 million. I'm looking at all these numbers, guys, and I'm telling you, it is, like, insane. But right now, that's coming out to about $19 million worth of stock. Or no, wait, Snowflake. $1 billion worth of stock. Guys, there's the S&P he owns, which is right under Snowflake, and I got it mixed up, so I apologize. He owns some T-Mobile, not surprised. He owns some Visa, Vanguard S&P 500 Index. He owns quite a bit, 23,000 shares. But Visa, total account value with all his stocks is $848 billion, I believe. Yeah, $848 billion worth of just stock, which is insane. Now, when you account, let's actually go ahead. One of the things I want to see is something called the cash on hand. I want to know how much cash they have waiting for a market crash going into 2024. And the reason why I say that is because a lot of people think that there's going to be a crash. And having cash on hand is a great way to kind of give yourself a little safety net where if it does crash, you can load up on stock at a very, very affordable price. And you guys guessed it. He has an astonishing $157 billion in cash. So, meaning, if that's just, say, Microsoft stock tanks, he's going to be buying it. If any stock that he sees value in sells off, he's buying it. You know, and this is why being prepared for a crash is very important. You know, I always recommend, you know, putting about 5% of your money, just leaving it in cash, not even in, leave it in your portfolio, but just let it sit there. You don't have to invest it. You know, leaving it in cash is a great way where if something that you like sells off, that you can buy it at a very, very affordable price. You know, I think that's super important for building long-term wealth is being ready for crashes. Now, yes, it's better to have time in the market than trying to time the market, but having some money aside is going to be beneficial no matter what. It'll help you reduce your risk tolerance with investing and all that stuff. So, guys, that's a good majority of Warren Buffett stocks. He owns a lot. Obviously, $157 billion worth of cash just sitting there waiting for him to buy it up. He owns, you know, $807 billion worth of stock. It's incredible. But guys, I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope this was fun for you guys, just like it was fun with me. We'll see you guys later. Like, subscribe, and we'll see you guys tomorrow, guys, in the next one. Take care, everyone.